Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome one, welcome all. Just a tremendous holiday weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed. I had a wonderful weekend, and I am just so ready to broadcast now because we're loaded. Rico with a couple of days off, and I am going to start with something that might get me in trouble. And it is simple. It might be too positive. It might be viewed as irrational. But remember something. For all the things I have said, and Lord knows I've said a lot in over 20 years of doing this, I take pride that I can back up the things I say. Now, that doesn't mean they're right, and it doesn't mean you have to agree with them, right? That's never on the menu. You never have to agree. This isn't the news. So this is just watching Tiger baseball this weekend against who has essentially been the kings of the Central for about a decade, right? Right after Kansas City got their World Series, it felt like Cleveland was back. I feel like something changed. I want to present this, and I have three things I took out of it. And one, we've already talked about it. You should be selling AL Central champion t-shirts at the team store. You should just dress Paws in it. If he can carry a sign that asks Livy Dunn out on a date, he can wear an AL Central Champs t-shirt. That's one, but that's not the bold take. There are two takes in here, and I want to start with the smaller one. The smaller one is this. How you beat Cleveland yesterday in the Skubal start, right? Like you have Casey Mize going out and looking dominant, like pre-injury Mize, is part of the reason why I'm not ready to say starting pitching's a need at the deadline. I've been consistent with that. I want to wait. If Casey Mize is going to do that, well now, ain't nobody trying to run out and go trade for, you know, Chris Bubich. But the Skubal game, you're down 1-0. You can't hit. Skubal does his level best, gives you 7 shutout. You go into the 9th inning, you're down 1-0, and you're staring down the barrel of Class A. Tork gets hit by a pitch. McKinstry comes in, steals second, advance on a ground out to third, wild pitch, game's tied. Now, if you want to call that luck or good fortune, I think luck plays a role in a lot of things, but you play good baseball, clean ball, the ability to have a guy on the roster who can steal second, good base running to get to third, wild pitch, we're going to capitalize, period. Cleveland makes all the mistakes that you don't, and you do what most teams don't do. You play clean. You go to extras, you lit up Cade Smith, who has arguably the best fastball in baseball. It's unhittable. You don't light up Cade Smith. You did. You put Cleveland to bed. But here's what I have come to, and we'll get to the Scooble All-Star thing a little later. I don't think guys got snubbed. Because reality is, and I promise you, this is all positive, so don't get in your feelings. This town's got a real softness to it lately. You don't have a lot of All-Stars. You don't have a lot of star players. You don't have a lot of names. You are, in essence, the best comp I came up with locally is Michigan State football in the glory years of D'Antonio. You're a team. You got good players. You don't have great ones. But together, you're great. You do everything right. You win in the margins. For the Tigers, it's about stranding runners as a pitcher. It's about matchups, and it's about toughness and mental clarity to play clean every day, to go to the office and play right every inning, every at bat. And much like D'Antonio pulled the strings, AJ pulls the strings. And no, you can't run trick plays and ha-has and foo-foos, but the point I'm making is you as a team collectively are great. And no, I don't think anyone got snubbed. Now, somehow, somewhere, there's someone who's probably going to take what I just said as a slight. Mind you, MSU finished in the top 10 and won the Big Ten or played for it every year in a 5-6 year span. The point is, it's the highest compliment I can pay. Because you develop people, just like D'Antonio did. You fix people, just like MSU did. And you continually go into series against teams who have more payroll, more talent, more of more, and it doesn't matter. You show up and you beat them, and you do it routinely. So that's number two. Number three is this, and this is the bold proclamation that I think is going to get me in trouble, because on surface, it will not make a lot of sense. It will sound almost like Rico's BOGO. It'll sound flippant. It'll sound a little bit fanboy-y. But I have to tell you what I thought. We know you're winning the Central this year. But I'd like to congratulate you on winning it in 2026 and 27. Yeah, that includes the year Scooble walks. And before you laugh, hear me out. That's all I ask. You have the best program in the AL Central. GM, manager, scouting, talent development. You also have the highest payroll in the division. None of these other teams are going to spend, guys. Cleveland's payroll is an embarrassment. I think they're 23rd. Kansas City, they're never going to spend. Chicago, forget it. They can't win 60 games. And Minnesota's payroll has gone down each of the last 2 years. Why would I consider anything to be changing? You have the best farm system. You have the best manager. You play the best baseball. And yes, I'm going to admit, I'm getting a little lazy at the last take. I just feel like it doesn't matter what you do, you're always going to find pitching. You're going to do what Cleveland's done to you for years. You will always find another pitcher. Much like Cleveland went from the Cliff Lees of the world and the Sabathias of the world into the Carlos Carrascos of the world to the Danny Salazars to the, oh, hey, look, now we've got this guy, Numbnuts, who just blew out Bieber. And look, finding people, Cade Smith, Class A, here's Evan Gattis. Guys, you're doing the same thing. So I walked away from this weekend and I go, you know what? Why not just offer this up and see who's with me? Now, I've offered reasons. This division's garbage. You're not. You have better development. You've got a better farm system. I think you have better people running your organization, and you have a better product. And when I look at your team, the Riley Greens and the Parker Meadows and the keep going down the list, you have so many players under team control. You don't have to do much of anything. You don't even have to play close to this level of baseball. If you told me next year they'll only win 89 games, I'd still tell you they're winning the division. That's how little I think of it. Cleveland's putting out the worst lineup in the history of their franchise with no urgency, totally wasting J-Ram. Kansas City can't score in a whorehouse. Minnesota, every player they have dies. I mean, Buxton, out of bed, IL. Correa, had a painful fart, IL. Royce Lewis got hurt buying a car. How? The clipboard fell on his foot. Like, guys, I think you're winning the division the next 3 years. And it's essentially my stupid LeBron moment of not one, not two. I think you're winning the next 3 years. This year and the two next. And even when Scooble walks, I don't think it matters. I really don't. So is that crazy or is it something you can envision? And with the prior two things, listen, no bleep about the Cleveland thing. And I ask you to please set aside fandom. The comp to D'Antonio MSU glory years is the highest compliment I can offer. It's a system. It's a program. There's a unity to it. There's a togetherness. And you have lots of good players. I would argue you have one great player, and that's Tarik Skubal. I think Riley Green's a really good baseball player. Is Riley Green great? I don't know that I'm ready to say that. You know, Torkelson or whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pine for guys like Zach McKinstry to make an all-star team, but they play their role, and they do it really well. So am I out of my mind? Was I a little too relaxed this weekend? Was I a little bit too optimistic? But I felt like the sweep of Cleveland was what Cleveland did to you for so many years. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and win a 2-1 game. We're going to get out of every jam. We're going to steal a game in which our offense does nothing until extras where we light your best reliever on fire. Guys, we've experienced a lot of Cleveland losses. This one felt different. Felt like a little bit of a burial. Hatchet was singing in the background, little Ava Maria remix. Kenny collecting flowers around the casket. It just felt different. So, who's with me? Who's ready to hang three division titles? And I know we can't predict the future. I know it could go woefully sideways. But as I sit here today, I just feel like that's what I took out of the weekend. That there's more than just the weekend. There's a statement being made. And this is your division now. And I think it's justifiable for me to say these things. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Fine, you can make fun of me. Hell, I had two people call me an ethnic slur last week. It was a big week. I don't know what else to say. That's how I feel. 248-539-9797. David, Kenny, do you want a minute to think? Do you want to take a beat?
Yeah, I'll let you know what I think when we return.
David, how's your wife and my kids? That was an off-air joke. David didn't want to buy his kids a gift, so Uncle Mike's doing it because David is a selfish parent.
It wasn't that I did. Whatever.
It's fine. Did Uncle Mike step up or not?
Yes, you did,
thank you,
Mike.
Thank you. All I want is the award of coolest white guy. That's all I want. That's all I aspire to, okay? I'm trying. Well, I want to hear from both of you. And if you think I am off my rocker, if you think I've been overserved like Kenny at Drunky McFallovers or whatever it's called, listen, you can take me to task on it. But I need reasons. Don't just make fun of me and call me pizza box guy or whatever. You know, like, come on. Let's chill out on the ethnic slurs.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, just getting started on a Monday. We've got a jam-packed show, but I've opened with weekend thoughts. I've given you the comp for what I think this Tiger team is, but then also maybe a stupid declaration. I think you're winning the Central the next 3 years. I've given you reasons, and I think it was more than just a three-game set. That was a burial, and you did it to a team that's done it to you for years. David, do you please, you and Kenny both. I know I was a little verbose to open the show. Go ahead.
I'll say this because I was having a conversation with someone while we were eating barbecue on Friday. And they were excited about the upcoming series, excited about that game that night against the Guardians. And I looked at this individual and said, doesn't matter. We're going to lose. We're going to lose the series. The Guardians always give us trouble. You know, I just didn't feel confident going into this series. And then the series happened. And it looked completely different than what it usually is. We looked really good this series. And yes, it felt different.
Mm-hmm.
It felt different. I'm not a person that really likes to care about the look on the athlete's face because you never really know what that is. But it just looked different for them in their reaction to what we were doing to them. And Sunday was something. It was kind of like, what are we doing here? Offense. I'm like, we need a right-handed bat all over again, and then we just get it done.
And I still think you do, but it's irrelevant because even without it, what's your record?
Correct.
Even without it, what's this division look like?
Correct.
And for the people, don't take it as a slight against you, but go look at the last 20-25 games of every team not named Detroit. You haven't played particularly great baseball until this weekend. You were about a 500 team over the last 20 games. Every other team's woefully under 500. You may as well plaster a 5-15 tattoo on all these teams. They're terrible. And you just keep look, it's every reason why, David, I think they should go all in at the deadline.
Correct. And see, I thought the year that we were finally going to get it done and maybe the pathway of taking over the division was game 163 where Brandon Inge gets hit. And I'm like, oh, here we go. We're going to win it finally from the Twins and we're going to take it over. And we never did. I feel like this is the moment. I think this our. You're right. This is our division for the next 3 years.
That's what it feels like.
Now we just have to.
And I say 3 years based on the roster allocation, team control, who's here, a little bit of blind faith that they will replace. Look, there's no scenario a Skubal walks out the door and they don't go sign pitching. And I understand Scott Harris's free agent signings have been hit or miss. Newsflash, that's how free agency works. But overall, development-wise from the farm, the players you're going to be bringing up, I don't see any scenario they ever trade a Max Clark or a McGonagall. Those guys are going to be penciled into 2027's lineup. Look, I just feel like it's yours. Not only now, but later.
Well, when you look at Cleveland, and right now they're sitting at 25th in MLB payroll.
Right, their owners are a disgrace.
And that's
Cleveland's owners are a disgrace.
That's the point.
Because you have a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry, but I get so upset because a guy like Jose Ramirez deserves better. And you can hate Jose. I'm saying step away from it. A player like that deserves better.
You're exactly right. And I was shocked this offseason when they traded the Naylor brother and made these moves. And I'm like, should they be going all in? And they just chopped payroll. And here they are.
Minnesota. They've cut payroll the last 2 years. Chicago. Full tear down years away. And Kansas City, they can't score in a morgue. So, yeah, I think it's yours. If you think that's a little bit forward, a little bit optimistic, I'm fine getting made fun of. Kenny, I mean, your eyes got as big as pizzas there.
Oh, no, I was just reacting to your couldn't score in a morgue comment. I was like,
sorry. That's
less than ideal.
Mike. Yeah, apologies.
No, I just, you know what's funny about this Tigers team, and I haven't felt this way about the Tigers in, I don't know, a decade, is that it feels like you're going into a big series, whatever the series is, and it's like, yeah, well, we could probably take two or three.
Yes.
And it seems like a routine now. I mean, they'll lose one of them, and they could take two or three.
It feels like an auto plant.
Well, 100%.
These are the amount of trucks we build per day. It doesn't change.
Right.
And you hit the button, and you take two out of three.
It feels automatic, and it feels comfortable, which, as a Tigers fan, I can't remember the last time I was used to that. It might have been the JV Scherzer era of Tigers. It's like, yeah, they'll take two or three.
Yes.
I worry about the playoffs. Different conversation.
Kenny, I'm with you, and I don't want to go there.
I know. We don't have to. It's positive. We just swept the
game. No, it's just people get so sensitive about stuff. And it's like, look, I think this team's excellent, but I do think they have limitations in the playoffs. But we're not near that, and there's a deadline. Let's all just breathe. So, David, what do the early ticket techs have to say on these declarations?
I agree with you, Mike, and giving all of the reasons you have for them winning the division over the next 3 years, don't you think Detroit would be appealing to top free agents?
Now? Oh, no one wants to be here. Regards, Steve Yzerman. Yes, I think there's an element of that. I'm sorry, the Friedman stuff bothers me. We're going to get to it at 3 o'clock, Kenny, because I can't wait any longer.
I would love the Tigers to win the division for at least the next 3 years. However, I'm a little leery. With a 162-game schedule, injuries, changes of team lineup, Detroit fan in Nebraska.
But who's deeper? If you look at the way the Tigers run their operation, roster optimization, right? That everything they do is every guy plays a role. Nobody's a bench warmer. Everybody plays. Everyone needs to be tuned in. And it's the same thing with pitching. If an arm gets hurt, they'll go chaos mode. Has it been as effective this year as last year? No, there was no scenario it ever would be. But they have pitching and bullpen arms. And do they need more? Of course they do. What contender doesn't look in the mirror and go, need another reliever? Come on, everybody does. And from a lineup standpoint, it's mix and match. And they've, as bad as the Maeda or Cobb signings have been, is as good as some of the little lineup moves, whether it's a Veerling, right, who's given you nothing this year, but I'm talking in the past or what might be the future, a McKinstry, these role players who do exactly that. They play a role. A Baez last year, not effective anymore. No problem. Hey, look, Trey Sweeney's terrible. Just kidding. He just went yard. Everyone does something.
I could not believe that happened. I'm watching with my son, and I'm like, who was that again? Can you please remind me?
It's that kind of year, man.
Joel in the car says, Mike, I could pick up what you're putting down with the Detroit winning the Central for the next 3 years. However, I don't think it's World Series championship good, and that worries me.
And I agree with you, but this town is not capable of having those conversations together. It's water and oil. So I'd rather not go there. Let's worry about that after the deadline, and there will be a show that we do, and it's going to be, did they do enough? And then we're going to get to the start of the playoffs. We'll do it again. Nothing's impossible. But no team has played the way you play without stars and payroll, 29 of the last 30 at a top half payroll, and won it. So, yeah, maybe you're a trailblazer. Maybe you're the 0-4 Pistons. We're going to go out and win games 73-68. I don't know. But I don't want to have that conversation today because ultimately people will lose sight of what we're really talking about.
John in Florida says, hey, guys, Mike, I am with you. The Tigers can sell AL Central shirts in the store and on Fanatics.com. Would you add a World Series banner to the AL Champs banners?
No.
Wow.
Can't go there, brother. I've seen too many really good regular season stories die in the first round of the playoffs. Baseball's a coin flip. You talk to anybody or listen, you talk to people who work in the game, in the front offices, right? Whether it's on the analytics side, scouting side, coaching side, talk to anybody in baseball. The playoffs get very coin flippy, and it can help you or it can hurt you. And look, my team is an example, right? If payroll meant everything to winning a World Series, the Yankees wouldn't have gone 17 years without one because they ain't winning it this year. I think it can ensure you make the playoffs. Yankees always do. I think it can ensure you make playoff runs. But what it doesn't guarantee you is a win. It's the same thing when these teams, look at Baltimore a couple years ago. They were hot as a firecracker. Youth, excitement, power, pitching, out in the first round. Baseball is not like other sports. That's the best thing I can say. You know, it would be like if the NHL playoffs solely relied on puck luck. Baseball gets very puck lucky. It gets very goofy. Now, that might help you, but it also might leave you in disbelief like Lions fans on a cold January night after a rookie tucked him into bed. So we'll deal with that later. 248-539-9797. We got a bunch of calls to get to, and we're going to do that next. 97.1.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, right to the phones, talking Tigers now. Going to get to the Wings in the 3 o'clock because Elliot Friedman, I'm going to read it to you. I give you my take, and then it really comes down to you guys. Because there's a phrase we use on this show, and I think it's going to come up. That's what the money's for. This isn't a hobby. It's not a charity when you run a team. So I'm not going to turn you into a victim. Be better at your job. We'll get to it. Let's go to Garrett, Lake Orion, 97.1. Garrett, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, doing all right, man. When Hatchett said what he did about the Tigers, I thought you were going to pull your church donation for Greater Life there. I really did. I was waiting for you.
No.
That's unacceptable if you ask me from Hatchett, man. But hey, it is what it is.
I know. It's negativity constantly from David. It's unbelievable.
I know. I mean, hey, something has to happen there. Like I said, anyways. Just to kind of expand upon your point, though, about the Tigers. I've listened to you a long time, and there's a couple things that you've always mentioned about what good teams and good organizations do. And a couple of things have been being able to plan down the road in the future. And if you've got a good farm system, being able to weaponize those players, right? Being able to kind of see where certain pieces are going to fit. Well, I think with the Tigers, you're 100% right about the pitching. Because, like, for example, Tyler Holton was nobody before he came here. Now he got an MVP vote last year, which everyone loves to use. Obviously, they bring in pitchers. They know what they need to do. But who's to say that in a couple years, and I think you're spot on, by the way, with everything. I think the Tigers have a five-year window that the Tigers have so many of these young guys there that they're going to be able to get King's ransom for a lot of these guys anyways, even if Skubal does walk. Because what do teams covet a lot of? Left-handed hitting with good power, guys with good approaches that can get on base, that play positions. And guess what the Tigers farm system is? A bunch of guys who are left-handed hitters with good fielding that can draw a walk, that can really force a lot of problems for teams on the base paths. And that's what good teams do, right? You find those players that if it's a mold, you've got to go back to it at some point, right? And that's what the good organizations do. So I think now with Jeff Greenberg, now with Scott Harris, there, I absolutely do think that you're going to see that happen. And that's why even if Skubal, I hope Skubal doesn't walk. But if he does walk, like, it's not the end-all be-all on a lot of things. And that's where I kind of think that there's this delineation we can make where, yes, you wouldn't be a better team long-term if he's not on your roster. But at the same time, if you have to make that decision 3-4 years down the road, you're still going to have McConnell. You're still going to have hopefully Bryce Rainer's ready at that point. You're going to probably have a Burkeno or a Lorenzo ready to go for you. Catcher.
Garrett, you said it. There's also going to have to be trades. Right. You're going to need fully developed, fully ready pitching to kind of backfill. Yeah, but you've nailed it. Is most trades, unless it is a Chris Sale type deal years ago, a Soto deal. Like in the Soto deal, the Yankees sent Michael King. Like only deals of that scope take prospects of that scope.
Not only just Soto to the Yankees, but even when Soto went to the Padres, and I know Rizzo got fired, but he got a nice return back from that. I mean, those were three quality players that they got back.
Yeah, hell, those players helped beat the Tigers. You know, so yes, but Garrett, that's the whole point. And I don't say it lightly. I feel like the rest of the division also, like if I'm Cleveland, I'm probably blowing it up. Kansas City, they're stuck in the mud. Chicago's atrocious, and Minnesota continues to reduce payroll. And they've hitched their wagon to a bunch of off-injured people. So, yeah, Garrett, I feel like it's your division.
Yeah, and the Twins don't have an ownership group, then and Reinsdorf will probably be dead in Chicago before Ishbia takes over. So, like, that's, you know, this team's got a five-year window.
Yeah.
And you got to maximize it the best you can. And I want to see a World Series here because, you know, I was in college when that team with Verlander, Scherzer, and Bryce and all of them did that. And I feel like there's still a little bit of still a bad taste in my mouth from that
time. I know.
But now I think this is a very, I think this is a very different type of situation. And I think it's actually setting up to be a very, very solid time.
Yep. And again, baseball is coin flippy. You know, we have no idea on July 7th, Garrett, who's going to be playing well on October 7th. A lot of baseball is about having your best players play their best at that time. Like, it doesn't matter what a guy, like if a guy had a, like, okay, and this is not slander, but like Javi Baez in April, I don't care about April. What are you going to be in September and October? So a lot of that plays a role too. And then here's the other thing. The playoffs hit different. Hell, there might be a team with a star-studded lineup and their guys just don't fire because in the playoffs, the pitching gets better. The bullpen usage goes up. And look, we're being positive about the Tigers today, but I want to offer you one of the red flags. You've got a gaggle of players that has basically a 10-to-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. 60-to-6, 80-to-8. Bottom line, you get in the playoffs, the strikeout percentage goes up because the pitching's better. You're not going to see a guy three times through the rotation unless they're an absolute stud muffin. And everyone's doing a little bit of bullpen chaos. It is matchup city. So if you're a guy who strikes out 200 times in the regular season, that's a red flag. So yeah, they've got a nice window to get into the dance, I think, multiply, certainly this year, but I'm future casting for a couple of years past that. And I go, okay, can we just say it out in the open? They're winning this division the next 3 years. And that I've gave you reasons. Sure as hell. Hey, if I knew that was going to be right, I wouldn't work for a living. So I'm offering you what the weekend provided me. Let's go to Ivory 97.1. Ivory, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Ivory. What's up?
Yeah. So I was watching the Tigers game last night. You know, I'm a big Tigers fan, man. Been all my life, really. And I was watching the game, and I'm like, man, this division sucks, man. And like you said, you know, you don't want to like rely on like what other teams are doing or aren't doing. You just want to focus on getting your organization better. But it's just like the Lions, you know, you want to like capitalize on the moment and what you have. And you know, I think the Tigers, if they can continue, they have pretty much the best deepest farm system in baseball. They, like you said, they have a young team that's controllable as far as young players. You want to capitalize on what you have. I don't think what they have is in the playoffs. It worries me, and World Series wise, it worries me because at first I'm like, do they need pitching? Do they start? They need to start. And I'm like, okay, Mize is doing good now. Schoolboy, you know, Flaherty hopefully can be a decent number three guy or two or better, something like that. But then the hitting really is what worries me, like kind of because. Like, Riley Green, is as good as a player as he is, he does this every year. And the bad part about it is you don't know when it's going to happen. He'll be superstarish, pants on fire for, like, 2 months. And then for, like, 30 days, he'll just disappear on you. So all I'm saying is that I just wanted to get your idea on, like, I really like Osuna Jr. from Atlanta. Like, I don't know what it'll cost for them to get him.
Oh, well, you named two players there. There's Ronald Acuna Jr., and then there's Marcell Ozuna. Those are two distinctly different humans.
Acuna Jr., the guy from Atlanta.
That's a whole different ball of wax. Yeah, I think Ozuna is available. You're going to have to DH him. But that's a right-handed power bat. That's a hammer. They do. I'm going to continue with it. I know different shows are going to disagree with me. That's fine. But I'm not going to trust the others. Like I term it like the MLB playoff, the NBA playoffs. Your stars dictate whether you get to win it or not. The others play well at home and terrible on the road. Like I'm the same way with baseball. I think, go ahead.
I just think that, and another thing, like on the not really negative side, a red flag side, but I don't want them. It's a good and a bad thing. Like when you have a team this deep and this good, as far as you know, minors and your top level people on the MLB are young and costly. I just hope they don't rely and sit back and take it easy and kind of coast. You know,
no, I'm with you.
Coast on the moment.
And you can't. And I think if you get comfortable with, you know, Zach McKinstry saving your season and stuff, it's going to burn you. And look, Ivory, I don't want you to think I'm being dismissive, but the Acuna thing, you're talking about a guy, I mean, guy's hitting, what is he, 340? Guy's got to have an OPS of 950, which translates to roughly what, OPS plus 175? Like, if Atlanta put him out there, that's going to, you're going to have to give away things you don't want. He's having an incredible year. He's an incredible player. Now, here's your problem. As much as he's hitting, the knee injuries have taken away the speed. I don't think there's going to be any more running. Remember, he blew out. I think it was on a pickoff attempt getting back to second. That's not going to, you know, but again, I don't get hung up in a name. It's about the role. You need what I consider to be a stabilizer in the order. Not a guy that I'm taking out that is matchup dependent. Okay, like as much as I love Kerry Carpenter, he's not had a good year, and he can't hit lefties. It's a problem. I need a stabilizer, somebody that I pencil in top four in my order from the right side every day. And whether that's in the two-hole, leadoff, third, cleanup, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. They need that player. And if you do that, that will unlock a lot of other things for AJ and for this lineup and for this team. You need someone that other teams fear and they can't match up their way around. You need the non-negotiable. It's no different than an edge rusher. It's no different than a star quarterback to which you feel like there's no defense against. You know, pick your sports comparison. It's James Harden in his prime. You're not going to guard him. They're going to go ISO. He's going to get to the line. That's what it is. And again, not everyone's created equal. I mean, I have bemoaned Aaron Judge's postseason performances for a while. But, like, look every day. You can't work your way around an Aaron Judge. No Aaron Judge will be available at the deadline unless something crazy happens like when Soto got dealt. But you've got to have a few more non-negotiables in there. Because right now, when the playoffs come around, yeah, people are going to be able to maneuver. And do it in a different way. Remember, there's no fourth and fifth starters in the playoffs. There's no saving of your bullpen. You're just going to go. So, yeah, Ivory, I'm with you. And we've got a few weeks to sort it out. Right-handed bat, I'd love to see an arm or two in the pen. You do that, why not? Why not us? I have no problem with that. But I do think you got to... You know, you got to pay the cover charge to get in the bar. All right, like David charges to go to his church. You got to pay. You want that good sermon?
That is false. That is false.
David, I clicked donate on the website.
That is not true.
$20 entry fee, and it's $25 if you do the dramatic reading of Psalms 49.
And that $25 at the door. It's like, no.
That comes with an open bar too. Got a hell of a thing going on down there. Let's get a little football in the mix. The production will tell us the direction we're going. It's football today.
Yes, we're going to do some college football here.
Okay.
And The Athletic put together a little list here. I'm not going to go through all 100.
All 100 in 8 minutes.
It is the top rivalries in college football.
Do you want me to guess?
No.
Or you, okay.
Right now, initially, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through what Michigan State is involved with. And what Michigan is, and then I'll go through the top 20.
Okay, those are boring, by the way.
65, MSU, Penn State.
Too high.
Okay.
It's not a rivalry. It's artificial. It has the ugliest trophy that no one really wants in their trophy cabinet, not that State's capable of getting it in their cabinet. I've never believed in the land-grant thing. I'd say no to this. It wouldn't even qualify as a rivalry.
Then number 51 is Michigan and Minnesota.
Oh, the jug.
Yeah.
Again, the problem is one team never wins it. Is there really hatred? Do Michigan fans even know Minnesota's their rival? It's too high. Rivalries have to be based on hatred and competitive balance.
Correct. At 47, you have Michigan and Penn State.
That's too low. I think Michigan and Penn State, there is absolutely a healthy dislike, especially with Key and Peele as their head coach over there. They've gotten into it in the tunnel. They've had dramatic games, meaningful games. I don't think the fan bases like each other. That, to me, would be more in the top 25 range.
Number 45 would be Michigan State and Notre Dame.
Shouldn't be on the list because they don't play. This was a top 25 rivalry. Steeped in tradition, geographically relevant, driving distance. Yes, some of the best games of my life have been Michigan State, Notre Dame. Road trips, the home games. Yes, Little Giants was fun. The overtime win with Jason Teague. But they don't play because Rico ruined the sport.
Yeah, he ruined the sport.
But if they played, top 25. The fact that they don't, hell, take it off the list. Incomplete.
And we will get to some more Michigan and Michigan State involved rivalries in a second. Let's start at number 20 here. You're going to laugh at this one, guys. Harvard-Yale. 20th best rivalry in college football.
Harvard-Yale is like when soccer guy tries to tell you about their sport. I get made fun of for Army-Navy. At least it's Division I and with athletes. I mean, who wants to watch the Nerd Bowl? I'm going to say no to Harvard-Yale.
Yeah, not at all. Number 19 is Kansas and Missouri.
Oh, well, the wagon wheel.
But they don't play each other anymore.
Yeah, again, this was a Big 8, Big 12 thing. And it was a rivalry, albeit Kansas couldn't get up off the floor most years. I'll allow it, but David, they don't play.
Well, you mentioned how Michigan State and Notre Dame don't play anymore, so incomplete. Well, at 18, you have Michigan and Notre Dame on this list.
And again, I would have that as a top 10 rivalry if they still played. It's brand name. It's dislike. It's relevant games, tradition, driving distance, all of it. The fight songs, the whole bit. They don't play. But hold on. Can I just allow me this 10 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. This is why I've grown to hate the sport. Look what we're talking about. How many of these rivalries so far? And I go, asterisk, they don't play no more. This is like talking about dead Hollywood actors. I mean, it's depressing. Go ahead.
You're exactly right. So this next one here, this one's for you, Kenny, because we were talking behind the glass. I gave you what the list
Georgia,
would be,
Florida.
And you asked about Georgia. How many are on there?
Well, Georgia Tech.
At 17, you have Auburn and Georgia.
Again, though, I mean, this list is really going to be predicated to me based on who's actually good and how long have this rivalry been competitive for.
Here's what I'd like to do. This is fun, and we'll do this today. I want to do a real rivalry ranking before the season, some slow summer day. And Kenny is right. To qualify for this list, you must play. This enough of dead guy theater.
Because I'd expect Georgia and Florida to be on this list, but Florida hadn't been any good for a while now.
So. No, but there is a tradition. There is the neutral side of it.
It's ranking it based on what carries more weight.
Yeah, and at least they play.
At number 16, teams that do play, Michigan and Michigan State.
Little high. Do I think it has been a good rivalry? Yes. Now there's multiple factors. There's three. Cheating scumbags. One team that wets the bed and can't get out of said bed, Michigan State. And then, look, the whole thing's toxic. It's not even fun anymore. I mean, it's just gotten stupid. So I would say little high.
Little high.
Until MSU can figure out how to stop wetting the bed.
Okay, so I'm going to skip down to number 12 because the other ones here at 15, 14, and 13, teams suck.
Let me hear them.
15, they just started playing again. That's Texas A&M.
14, okay, no. You got to leave that one.
But they just started playing again.
Yeah, but that's a good version of Michigan State.
Okay. 14 is USC, UCLA. They both suck, so it doesn't matter.
All that game's good for, best uniform game of the year.
Correct.
Because they both wear the dark jerseys.
The picture's right there next to the game.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful picture there. 13 I'm skipping at is Alabama and LSU.
Why would you skip that? How dare you?
Because I wanted to get to this one. This is the one that Kenny really cares about at number 12, Georgia, Florida.
I'm putting LSU Bama above it.
I would too.
Yeah, me too. One of the teams has to be competitive for this to be a real. And, I'm not trying to slander a rival, but
you better be careful. You're going to lose them this year.
You think so?
I do.
I'll take a lunch bet on that.
I'm team Lagway. Okay, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. I got to go with our man Napier.
So let's get into the top 10 here. 10, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Stop. What is that? The pig? Or no, that's the battle axe.
No, that's the battle axe.
Yeah, whatever it is. Nobody cares. The games are unwatchable. These dairy-eating losers. No, that should not be in the top 10. That's ridiculous.
At 9, Florida State. It used to be, but not anymore.
That's a little much for me. That's a little high.
At number 8, Ohio State and Penn State.
Yes. Absolute dislike. High-level games. High-level atmosphere. Egregious amounts of beard dye from Ryan Day. Yes.
At 7, Miami, Florida State.
No, stop. Miami doesn't even have fans. That's ridiculous.
At 6, Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Yeah, too bad they don't play. They're not in the same conference. It's a joke. Used to be, not anymore.
At 5, USC, Notre Dame.
Yes,
they
will shillelagh.
Not play in the next few years, right? Or after this year or something like that.
If we're basing it on the fact that they still have been playing.
True.
Yes. It's classic, dating all the way back to when Notre Dame, trains have been invented and we'll go play in L.A. I like all that stuff. Uniform game, elite brands. Yes.
So I skipped through and Kenny looked at me and asked me, he said, did you miss Army Navy? I did not, because at 4, Army Navy. Is it too high?
No. I mean, it's look, if you're telling me it's going to look like Alabama LSU, it's not. But it's the height of disdain, but also ultimate respect. It's the opposite of Michigan and Michigan State. And these guys are doing something bigger than football. And I like it. I like the patriotism of it. I like the uniforms. I'm fine with it.
If you want to tell me it's top 10, top 15, I have no issue with it.
Okay.
But top 5?
No, I'll compromise.
That's a little.
Kenny, I will compromise with you. I also think they don't deserve their own Saturday anymore.
That's true.
They need to fall in line. We're not going to hold the play up for you guys. I'll tell you what. Backload it between 8 and 12. Done? Deal's made. Drop the gavel. Sold.
So the top 3 all make sense. You can mix them up, change them, whatever. Oklahoma, Texas, 3.
Yes.
Auburn, Alabama, 2.
Yes.
Michigan, Ohio State, 1.
No.
Yes.
I disagree with that, but that's fine.
But again, you can mix them up. I think all 3 games, it doesn't matter what the record is.
The fact that they play, the fact that they dislike each other, the fact that the games now are again relevant, for a while they weren't. I don't know that Michigan OSU is the best one. I still think it's got to be an SEC game like a Bama LSU or an Iron Bowl. Man, you got people poisoning trees over those games. It's just different. But yes, it should be in the top 10, and I'm not going to quibble. Where's BYU in Utah for the Beehive boot? What the hell?
BYU.
TCU, SMU for the skillet.
BYU in Utah is number 28 on the list.
I know. I'm just busting.
Yeah, they're not going to be top 20.
Come on.
At all. That is your college football blitz.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable comfortable shave? The 4-Blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with our razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.